finish, then it's your time. How about this? Everyone have your material? Let's read the title together.
The seed,
for the fulfillment of God's purpose.
Let's do it one more time.
The seed for the fulfillment of God's purpose.
Amen. So this talking about the seed, right? And for the fulfillment of God's purpose.
Amen.
And actually, if you look at the scripture reading below, all the scripture are from basically three books. One is Genesis, one is Galatians, and the third one is Romans. And just very, each book just cover very few verses. And Genesis has come from basically three chapters. These are these happenings. What happened when the Lord gave Abraham his promise concerning the seed and the land? Okay, so this week we talk about the seed for the fulfillment of God's purpose. But next week we will enter into the land for the fulfillment of God's purpose. So Genesis basically, the verses in Genesis basically help to see what happened when Jehovah God appeared to Abraham, give him his promise. And but the book of Galatians give us a reality. How about let's read together day one's verses, first Genesis 12:7 together.
Amen. Amen. And Jehovah appeared to Abraham and said, to your seed I will give this land.
To your seed I will give this land. Okay? And what is this seed? Or who is this seed? If we read the next verse, Galatians 3:16, together.
But to Abraham were the promises spoken as to his seed. He does not say, as to his seed, as concerning many, but as concerning one, and as your seed, who is Christ.
So this seed is only is singular. It's just one seed, right? And this seed is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As a type or prefigure or the shadow, this seed is Isaac. But for reality, and the you know, embodiment is actually Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And let's also read chapter. Day two's verses together.
Galatians 3:13-14. Christ has redeemed us out of the curse of the law, having become a curse on our behalf, because it is written, cursed is everyone hanging on the tree, in order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Amen. How about we read from, in order that, we read one more time.
In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Amen. And this, this verse help us to see this blessing of Abraham, not only is Jesus Christ, actually it's also the Spirit, right? The promise of Spirit. And this Spirit is the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
It's, according to 1 Corinthians, it's the last Adam, become the life-giving Spirit. Now he entered into us. So this... this seed not only is Christ, but actually is a corporate Christ. We are also these seeds, and that will be clear if we read day 3's verse together, Galatians 3:7, 26 and 29. How about let's read it together.
For all that faith who are of faith, these are sons of Abraham. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And if you are of Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise.
Amen. So you see, when we believe in Christ Jesus, we actually union with Jesus Christ, one with Jesus Christ, and we are sons of Abraham.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ is seed of Abraham, but because we believe in Jesus Christ, now we are sons of Abraham.
Amen.
And also verse 26 tells us we are all sons of God. Right? Amen. Jesus Christ is, on one hand, he is sons of Abraham, his humanity, and he is also son of God, his divinity. And we are, because we union with Jesus Christ,
Amen.
So we are also sons of Abraham and sons of God.
Okay?
So here we will see the seed in verse 29 is singular, right? But heirs following the seed is a plural, right? So this seed is a corporate seed, including not only this unique seed, Jesus Christ, also all of us. Amen. Amen. Okay. And how about let's read day 5, verse Romans 4:2-3.
For Abraham was justified by the works, he has something to boast in, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? And Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness.
Amen. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Actually, we can read the verse Genesis 15:6 also, because this Romans 4:2-3 is taken from Genesis 15:6. How about we read it together also? Amen.
And he believed Jehovah, and he accounted it to him as righteousness.
So I think here bringing this Romans verses is to help us to see. Actually, Abraham and also us become righteousness is first through faith, right? It's not from our work. But I think the most important is here trying to show us the Lord justify us, not only want to save us or redeem us, but more important is for us to fulfill his purpose.
Amen.
You know, I was very touched when I reading this. You know, when Abraham was called by God from Chaldea, right? He probably don't know much about God's purpose in the beginning, even when Jehovah God appeared to him and gave him the blessing and the promise, and he probably at the beginning he was the promise that he's only think about Isaac, right, and the good land. That's from the purpose, the perspective of Abraham. But actually, at that time, what is in God's heart is not Isaac; it's Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that good land, it's also Jesus Christ as the all-inclusive experience that we can experience today. So, and so how long? You know, God is so patient, you know, even when he appeared to Abraham. He already knows what he's going to do. I think the burden here is we need to know God's purpose is not just to redeem us, save us, but he has an eternal purpose is to build up together as one body. And how to do that is he need to work himself into us. You know, when when Jehovah God appeared to Abraham, talking about this seed, and Abraham first thought his servant Eliezer, right, will be his will inherit what he have, right? He's think about this, but Jehovah God told Abraham, no, the your servant is not what I want to give you as the seed. Mm-hmm. So it's only something come out of you, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's come out of your body or be your heir. So so Abraham try his best to help the Lord, right? So he give birth through Hagar. Gibbers Ishmael, right? Mm-hmm. And Ishmael really is come out, in a sense, come out of his own body. But this is not what God wants. God wants something out of his body, but not from his strengths. Mm-hmm. But there's something really God himself worked into Abraham. So he can produce something that's Isaac, to fulfill God's purpose. And today we want to fulfill God's purpose. We also need to open to him to have God work into us so we can produce from us this Christ, the corporate Christ for his purpose.
Amen.
So this is a very brief summary, and hopefully help you to remember what you want to share. So, amen.
Amen.
Enjoyed in day 5, where it says, Abraham believed Jehovah, and he counted to him as righteousness.